Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jared Todd of Moxie Solar about this week's Columbus Junction Solar Workshop. You're holding a workshop in Columbus Junction regarding solar. So what can you tell me about that workshop?
The workshop will be an overview of the benefits of solar, both from a dollar standpoint, you can save a lot of money, and then also from a construction standpoint, how we put it in, what the barriers are, and also where the opportunities lie for businesses, residences, and agricultural applications.
All right. What are some of the chief benefits of installing solar?
First, from the money side, you can get back, if you're an individual, about 45%. If you're a business, up to 70% of the cost with tax breaks and credits. So you're looking at installing a system that pays for itself in 3 to 5 years for a business, maybe 5 to 7 for residential, and then getting, 20 years of free energy. So you have these tax breaks and benefits, which makes it a really cheap install. And then you're also getting free or greatly reduced energy costs. So it's a great situation there. And then also from a sustainability standpoint, it's great because we're not having any emissions and we're pumping everything straight into the grid.
Now, it's mentioned that solar power is the fastest growing energy option in the state. How did that happen?
Well, first, the tax break and credit was a great initial, gave us a jump start. But now the price of solar nationally and internationally has dropped about 20% in the last year. As efficiencies grow, there's more competition. I believe there's about 30 suppliers in the state. Our business personally has gotten about 20% more efficient in terms of install time, just as we learn to do it more since it's such a new technology.
How do solar arrays work and how are they installed at businesses and homes?
So they work, the sun hits them and essentially knocks loose an electron, and that electron goes through a circuit and that gives you power. They can be installed either on the roof or on the ground. Roof mounts are typically for smaller installations. We can do them bigger. It's just if you're looking for a really large scale project, we can pour 5.5-foot concrete piers, build up some steel, and then put the panels across there. So the roof and the ground mounts are our two main options.
So if someone is wanting to install solar arrays, say, at their home, what sort of cost can they be looking at initially?
So there's an upfront cost of which you'll get back about 70%. So I don't want to put a number, but you're looking at around $10,000 to $20,000 out of pocket, and then you're getting back half of that if you're putting it on your house. So let's say you put a $10,000 array in for a small house. In the end, you're only out $5,000, probably saving, $300 a month, $200 a month on energy.
What is the cause of that 70% payback? Is that something that the government is doing to encourage this, or where is that coming from?
Yeah, the government wanted to encourage it and jumpstart it. So every person, business or personal, gets a 30% federal tax credit. So whatever the cost of the system, 30% of that is just taken off your taxes. The state of Iowa gives a 15% tax credit for both residences and businesses. So that's another 15% of the total cost of the system is just crossed off your Iowa taxes. And then also, in order just to encourage business development in general, if you're a business, you can depreciate the whole system down half up front and then the next over the next 4 years. So that's where the 70% number comes from the business once you add in the bonus depreciation.
Are you doing many more of these workshops throughout the state?
Yeah, that's the plan. This is our first one. I'm actually from Columbus Junction. We're based in North Liberty. So we're working now on setting some up in Burlington, the Quad Cities, potentially Washington has had a couple, but we were looking to Washington and really just trying to educate people because it's a great, great opportunity, almost a no-brainer from a money standpoint, and it's also kind of a cool thing to do.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to let people know? Like maybe if people are considering going to the event in Columbus Junction, like how you would convince them to go?
Yeah, well, there's a few things. One is there's free snacks, which can't hurt. Number two is it's a tremendous benefit, and the way we'll lay out the information, we'll put all our cards on the table. You will be more educated on solar than 90% of the population after an hour at our workshop. And that can really allow people to make an informed decision. And then the final pitch would be just you'll have a lot more money in your pocket within a couple years, and that's never a bad thing for anyone.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jared Todd. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.